We object to Israeli quote-unquote defense methods, checkpoints, targeted killing, roads for Jews only, sieges, and more, which serve the land-seizing policy, annex more occupied territories into Israel, and trample on Palestinian human rights. These actions are perhaps a temporary fix, but it is clear that in the long run only exacerbate the conflict. It is impossible to harm and imprison in the name of freedom, and thus it is impossible to be moral and serve the occupation.
The Shministin statement has been signed by 200 Israeli teenagers who object to the Israeli occupation of Palestine and are being jailed, sometimes for months, for their political stand. Generally, the military then declares them unfit to serve. In Israel's militarized society, says Neda Mishli, this means being ostracized, but the Shministim is fighting back.
Being a refusenik in Israel is a very, very, very isolated position in society. You can't run away from the fact that you didn't serve, especially when we're supposed to be in the army right now. So we support each other by going together to the draft base, go to the jail itself when someone is in jail, and playing loud music from outside to show the person who's inside that there is a group behind him. He's not alone, or she's not alone.
Since 1967, continues Netta, every Israeli government has encouraged building settlements on Palestinian land for economic and strategic reasons.
The settlements also justify the constant presence of the army, of the checkpoints, of the wall in the West Bank. They want to separate Palestinians from Palestinians. They want to create as many Jews area in the West Bank, because then we can add them to Israel when the time will come.
Then, says Maya, there are 260 checkpoints which divide the West Bank into 8 areas, and
most of these checkpoints are separating Palestinians from other Palestinians, not Palestinians from Israelis. Or they're separating Palestinians from settlers who have no right to be there in the first place because it's a violation of the 4th Geneva Convention and many other international laws.
The wall, says Netta, was built around many of the settlements inside Palestinian territory, making a two-state solution very problematic.
And so even if one day everyone will acknowledge the Green Line as a border, we'll have two-state solution, Israel will still have this wall and those settlements built there. And this is the way that Israel could take 25% of someone else's land.
The two teenagers went into some details about the enormous profits realized by Israeli companies from the exploitation of Palestinians and their land. Israel, Maya said, is a security state, and for them, speaking out has meant great personal sacrifice.
Anyone who's not Jewish who criticizes Israeli policy is an anti-Semite, and anyone who criticizes Israel policy who is a Jew is a self-hating Jew. So you really can't win. No one can really criticize Israel. But really, to me, it wasn't the job opportunities that concerned me. It wasn't jail or scholarships. To me, what is hard is feeling isolated. I really miss being just a regular person who doesn't have to defend her position and her right to breathe and do what she wants to do every single day, every single conversation. Saying I'm 19 is always followed by the question, what is your position in the army? And for me, this was my real punishment.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.